Good morning. It is 9:22 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout this Saturday. And we have one more big day of action at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. This is the big night of entertainment with the Demo Derby. And joining us for a preview on that Demo Derby, we have Co-Chairman John Reeves in studio. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good deal. Great to have you along today. And so, of course, this is one of those events that it's a Saturday. It's Demo Derby. So we know the stands are going to be packed here tonight. That's the hope, at least. So tell us a little bit about the plan for tonight's demo.
We're going to start at 7 o'clock with the Power Wheels. We'll let the kids play around a little bit for 10 minutes or so and get them out of the arena, and then we'll get started with the big cars.
All right, fantastic. So what different divisions do we have? Are we changing things up here at all this year?
Yes, changing a few things up. One is the promoter. We have a different promoter. 143 Promotions. He's been around a while. He actually worked for me last year when I did it, when I had the promotion, when I was doing it. I stepped back, just had other stuff going on, just needed to step back and take a break. So we got another guy coming in. He's a real good guy. He'll do a fantastic job. He'll put on a good show.
Well, that is great. So how many rounds are we looking at? Do we have anything kind of special here?
We're having a street stock weld, and that's the heavy built cars, you know, and then we have a limited weld compacts, and then have a stock, they call it super stock, his class wise, is basically just a full-size stock car. They can do other stuff to them. I know they call them stock, but it's not actually stock, it's just what they call them wise. And then they have the NWFA class. That's a stock car. That's where they're just basically taking the windows out, chaining a few things, and going. And that's going to be the most cars in the class-wise, I feel-wise.
That's like the old school, right?
Yeah, old school, yep.
That's good. That's fantastic. So now my question I keep asking on Open Line is, what do we have to do to get a combine demo derby?
I don't know if the place is big enough for combines.
You don't think so?
You might be able to get two of them in there, but
I've seen it with two. Yeah. I've seen it with the one time I've seen it, they just did two.
And they're actually going to have lawnmowers this year, too.
Really?
Yes.
I have never seen that.
So. That'll be a first time here, yes.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be good to check out. So now, if someone is participating in this, did they need to have already signed up, or can they still come today? What does that look like?
They can sign up at the gate. They can come. Don't have a pre-register-wise, so we don't know how many cars are coming. You don't know. The other local fairs have been pretty good-wise, so I expect 60, 70 cars. I mean, that's just my opinion-wise, but you never know.
Okay, so if folks are coming today, it's just the gate kind of north of the grandstand that you go in there, and you've got your tent where you check everything out.
Correct, yep. Yeah, you get signed in, and then you just unload, bring the car up to where they're doing the inspections, and we'll check everything and make sure you're legal.
Absolutely, because, yeah, you've got to check everything and make sure it's all good to go. I know that's all part of the process there. So how many folks do you have helping out here on your team?
I think there's about probably 8 to 10 guys out there that's working right now. The inspection crew, they'll have probably around 5 guys to do the inspections. And well, he's got other helpers of signing in and, you know, doing little stuff here and there, too, but They based about 5 or 6 guys for the inspection wise. And
sure. Now, I know that you kind of got to get the arena ready. What do you have to do to get everything in place for that?
We're setting the blocks in, getting them all lined up around there. Don't really have to do. We'll water it during the day several times. We'll let the power wheels go. After them get out, we'll probably put another load of water on it and let them before the big show starts.
Sure. And it's always that track condition. Really, it does make a difference. You know, we've had some years where it's just a mud fest.
And yeah.
This is a very, very dry year. This is the driest year that I've seen.
A lot of the drivers, they like it dry. Uh-huh. So they can get some good hits and this and that stuff. But we kind of wet it down a little bit just so they can't get too aggressive, but we still want them to be aggressive, you know?
That's good. Yeah. You kind of got to find that sweet spot there.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's hard to do.
Yeah, I hear you. So for maybe, you know, for maybe someone who hasn't been to a demo derby before, because I know we have a new employee who just got here and he has never seen one. So he'll be out there tonight. So what are some of the rules that people who have never seen a demo might want to know just from a spectator point of view?
They can move forward, backwards. Driver's door is kind of off call. A promoter-wise will tell everybody in the driver's meeting that it's like, if you're going to use your door to block and you get hit in the door, don't come crying to me. But if you get hit in the door and you're not moving or whatever, and you're not trying to block, then you're going to get a warning for sure. And then if you do it again, you're probably going to get your stick broke.
That's right. And so, because everyone's got that stick on there.
Yep.
And so, obviously, the driver can break the stick when they're down. Or someone else can come. One of the officials can come and do it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that happens sometimes.
And then official, you get a lot of that because, I mean, people see it looked like they got hit in the driver's door or what this and that stuff. The officials are right there, and they can't see everything. But they try to keep an eye on that wise of, you know, and they'll probably point the flag at them or whatever. It's like, I saw that. You guys better watch it.
That's,
you know?
Right. That's so right. So obviously you got your guys kind of on all the corners, you know, watching for things. I mean, one of the most common things, obviously, those bumpers falling off.
Yes.
And they got to stop the action where they can do some cleanup.
Yep. Yeah. Bumper come off, tire, anything like that we see that can get thrown out into the stands or get somebody hurt or whatever, we'll stop and get that out of the arena.
Yep. And I know the Coffeyville Fire Department's always helping you out there too, watching for you know, any flare-ups, anything like that.
Yep, they always do a dang good job.
Yep, they sure do. So usually they did fire extinguisher, just a little puff, maybe take care of things.
Yeah,
so
yeah, a lot of times it's just some like an oil fire, you know.
Yep.
But they got you, we need them there in case we have a real gas fire or whatever. And some people's been hurt before, and we pray nobody does, but we got some people stand by in case something does happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good team effort there. Who do you have announcing this year?
Bob Spencer is announcing. I believe Alan has gotten another guy to be on the floor wise, Matt Cole. I think he'll be around with a microphone, maybe doing some interviews or something with some drivers.
Great. Well, it's always going to be a really good time. If someone was interested in getting into doing demo derby, any advice for those folks who might be interested in trying it out?
If it come down to the pits and talk to some guys that do demo wise, I guarantee you these guys, they put a lot of work and time in their car and everything. But they all, when it comes down to somebody wanting to get into the sport, somebody needing help in the sport, any one of them guys in that pit will help anybody that wants to get started in it.
Fantastic. Well, anything else, John, as we wrap things up? Of course, we do have a regular admission there to the grandstand tonight. If you don't have a fun pass, come on in. We're in gates open here at 6, and then we're starting this one a little bit earlier at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, yep, starting at 7. Just try to get it in, get it out. People can go to the carnival and stuff afterwards. It's over and enjoy your evening there.
Very good. And how did you say how many rounds there are for this?
Whether it be the power wheels, we're going to have 4 classes of cars and the lawnmower. So 5
lawnmowers
rounds
at the end. Okay.
And then the NWFA class has been really, the other local shows have been, there's been a gob of them. So we may have to split them into 2 groups. We just don't know yet, but
yeah.
Time will tell.
It'll be a game time decision there.
Yeah.
So very good. Well, anything else, sir, you want to hit on?
Not that I know of. So.
Okay. Well, John, we really appreciate everything that you're doing and your whole crew over there to make this happen. This is one of those really big nights at the fair. This is kind of the big grand finale of the interstate. So I can't wait to see it all, and we're looking forward to being out there.
You bet. We're ready.
Okay, very good. All right, you got a long day, but I know you're up for it. So you take it easy, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is John Reeves here on the Mighty 690. He is co-chairman of the Demo Derby at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We're going to be out there from 5 until 7, reminding you here as we lead up to the action. And, of course, get out there. Everything starts at 7 o'clock, gates open at 6. We have more on the way here on the Mighty 690 as we get started with Open Line today.